USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More tests for the coronavirus are now available.
LabCorp and Quest are in the process now of distributing and marketing coronavirus tests all across America.
Vice President Mike Pence giving an update with the President's Task Force on the virus and reminding everyone, if you do get it, the chances of becoming seriously ill is extremely low. The number of cases in New York State has risen dramatically, especially in New Rochelle, a suburb of New York City. Governor Andrew Cuomo has deployed the National Guard. New Rochelle Mayor Norm Branson.
In order to assist with logistical and operational challenges that are associated with this matter, we expect that that will be principally assisting with cleaning as well as with the delivery of meals.
A one-mile radius around the center of the outbreak there is now in quarantine. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Joe Biden has edged out Bernie Sanders during the Tuesday primaries with decisive wins in Missouri and Mississippi. The Democratic hopefuls faced off, hoping to claim most of the 352 delegates. Other states voting: Washington, North Dakota, Idaho, and Michigan, where they both rallied supporters.
We are going to end the divisiveness, the hatred which comes from the White House today.
Our nominee, who's a Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, a proud Democrat, an Obama Biden Democrat.
Biden maintaining a small lead in the delegate count. Both campaigns also chose to cancel planned rallies in Cleveland due to the coronavirus outbreak. Stocks have turned around and made a slight comeback after Monday's steep losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shot up 1,167 points, the S&P 500 was up 135, and the NASDAQ jumped up 393 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
China oversees much of the world's pharmaceutical production, and one senator says that could be a problem with the ever-spreading coronavirus. USA's Tim Berg has more.
China's near control of the world's antibiotic market poses a major threat to the well-being of the public, according to Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio. Senator Rubio joins Fox News and says this needs to stop, and it needs to stop now.
On the issue of the supply chain, look, we warned about this a year ago. In fact, a few years ago, in the same province, Wuhan province, there was an explosion, and there was a worldwide shortage of antibiotics. So I think it begins by informing people to the challenge we face. The way we address it is a couple things. Number one is we've got to create demand for domestic production of these basic active ingredients and or diversify our supply chain. So we've got to create demand. Number one, you know, the Department of Defense should have to be required to build a stockpile of essential medicines. We should bring back the Buy American preferences in the Department of Defense and the Veterans Administration. All of that creates demands for domestic production. And part of it is actually requiring pharmaceuticals to tell us what percentage of the ingredients in your medicine comes from overseas, particularly from China. We believe the estimate is right. We think it could be higher. We don't actually know how high that percentage is because that requirement is not embedded in every pharmaceutical company's profile.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.